This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know, if you head up to the website, there's a button up there called, well, it's icon, button, whatever the heck you want to call it, called Patreon, or Patreon. And by clicking on Patreon, it takes you to a different website. It's a website to where you can, you know, donate a few bucks here and there to the show and actually get involved. I mean, there's messages there that aren't in other places. I'm going to get better at the, having little town halls, little messages back and forth. We can converse back and forth just to make it a little more personal, if you would. So if you head over to the website, therealside.com, you'll find it there. You can also buy my book, coffee cup, T-shirts, whatever you want's up there. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the stuff that you've been taught to hate, and you don't have to. Seriously. Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. Let's just hit it. Because I have so much fun. I can't use any other word for it. It's hypocrisy. Whenever they're for something until they're against it, and then they get in our case because we line up with them, then we're the bad people. Do you know what I'm saying? We're the nasties. So they made a big deal out of this military parade that President Trump wanted to have. Now, the guys on the left, I don't know if they don't... Are they willfully ignorant? Are they just liars? Are they truly ignorant? And just don't want to pay attention to what their own side does wrong? So on Wednesday's President Trump's proposed military parade for 2018, Senator John Kennedy, Republican of Louisiana, insisted, "I think confidence is silent and insecurity is loud. America is the most powerful country in all of human history. You don't need to show it off," so said Representative Adam Smith, a Democrat out of California. "A military parade of this kind would also be a departure from the values of our constitutional democracy." How? In what way? Does the Constitution forbid having military parades? You know, I would do it with class. I would probably have different sections that showed our military throughout the years. Right? I think that would be cool. "The regular occurrence of military parades in the United States seems to have escaped the lightly educated fake news media. Trump's military parade draws bipartisan rebuke," so said Politico. "The typical hysterical Washington Post, where democracy dies in darkness, reported as news, not commentary, military parades are about ego and power. Of course, Trump wants one." Another station, WPXI News, lamented that Trump flirts with a flashy military parade. "Contrary to fake news reports, the United States has held massive flashy military parades since at least 1865. Subsequent public displays of military might included tanks, missiles, and hundreds of thousands of troops. That occurred in 1919, 1942, 46, 53, 57, 61, and 1991. Also, contrary to mainstream media headlines, it wasn't so long ago the military parades ranked among the few issues to draw bipartisan support. No less Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer. That's right. He vocally supported a military parade on American soil as recently as 2014. The camera, happy Senator call to the arms sturdy even New York's Mayor Bill De Blasio. I mean, he's just a piece of work. Who proclaimed, "The brave men and women who have selflessly served our nation with courage and skill in Iraq and Afghanistan deserve a recognition for their sacrifice. I stand with Senator Schumer in his call for parade to honor our veteran heroes, and New York City would be proud to host a support event, and we'll give you maps ahead of time so you know where to not step on the human excrement as you move through the streets and the sidewalks." Of course, Senator Schumer has never been known for his consistency, right? Well, he's another one. He's been consistently deceitful. As Democrats insist over the coming weeks that military parades are somehow un-American, let this clip serve as a reminder that they don't remember. How's that? Probably should turn it up, huh?
In Afghanistan draw to a close, there are calls for a ticker tape parade to honor those who fought in the war on terror.
After all, these men risked their lives to protect us. They experienced terrible trauma and tragedy along the way.
Senator Charles Schumer is appealing to the Department of Defense for approval of a grand event up the Canyon of Heroes that would include military brass, color guards, military bands, and flyovers. It's still in the planning stages, but DOD officials say it's certainly not unprecedented.
New York City is the best place, the only place.
This is where New York City's traditional ticker tape parade starts in Lower...
You know, it's really funny. Again, they hate the Internet. Remember, I used to say this a lot, you know, during the elections. The reason they wanted to control the Internet is so they could delete all those things they don't like. Because it's real hard to erase. So I love it when this happens to them because it really shows their hypocrisy. It shows you that they're really not interested in the truth. They're not interested in equality. They're interested totally in control. Really, seriously. Now, do you remember a while back when the Dems were saying Washington would be better off if it was run by all women because women don't commit sexual assault? Yeah, maybe not. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. When we come back, we'll talk about Sacramento, California, legislator that didn't play nice. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of The Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But If you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The issue here is not whether we broke a few rules or took a few liberties with our female party guests.
We are back. Don't really dance, just kind of, sort of. I'm Joe Bacito, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Or send me an email to joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. And, you know, look at, put a capital TRS in the subject line. Let me know what it is that you want to talk about. Not that I will, but I'll listen. Anyway, always appreciate the time that you guys spend with me. All right, Sacramento, where the loons live. Right, California, the biggest exporter of fruits and nuts, and I'm not just talking about food. The California Me Too leader taking a leave of absence. Why? Because there's some misconduct allegations going on. And we're not talking about her stealing candy bars from somebody, you know what I'm saying? Christina Garcia, an assemblywoman accused of groping two men, is herself in trouble at this point in time. Now, she's the leader of this in the state's anti-sexual harassment movement. Is taking a voluntary leave of absence after she was accused by two men of groping and other sexual misconduct. Assemblywoman Christina Garcia of Bell Gardens, the head of the Legislative Women's Caucus, released a statement Friday in response to the allegations. Upon reflection of the details alleged, I am certain I did not engage in the behavior I am accused of. However, as I've said before, any claims about sexual harassment must be taken seriously. And I believe elected officials should be held to a higher standard of accountability. I wonder if she feels the same way about taxes. You know what I'm saying? No, really. I mean, I wish they would feel the same level of accountability for taxes. Anyway, she says that, therefore, I am voluntarily taking an immediate unpaid leave of absence from my position in the state assembly. Oh, she's doing the whole thing, including any accompanying committee assignment, so that I won't serve as a distraction in any way. I implore the Assembly Rules Committee to conduct a thorough and expeditious investigation, and I look forward to getting back to work on behalf of my constituents and for the betterment of California as a whole. Now, Daniel Fierro told the Associated Press that Garcia stroked his back, squeezed his buttocks, and attempted to touch his crotch in a dugout after a legislative softball game in 2014. Yeah. Well, it's only one woman. We don't have to worry about it, right? There's no other women like this, right, guys? You've never had this issue happen to you. Her hand dropped down from my back to my butt. She grabbed, and at that point, I immediately wanted to leave. And so I spun around to try to walk away, and I remember saying, "Hey, have a great night, assembly member," trying to walk. And as I did, she dropped her hand and grabbed for my crotch, he said. Fierro didn't report it at the time, but in January he told his former boss, Democrat Assemblyman Ian Calderon, another wonderful leader, who reported it to the Assembly leaders. The Assembly is now investigating Garcia. Garcia's spokeswoman, Teal Schaff, said Garcia learned on January 23rd that the complaint was filed, but was given no details and only learned the specifics of the allegations from where? Politico. Every complaint about sexual harassment should be taken seriously, and she said, "I'll participate fully in any investigation." They said, "Well, good for her." I mean that, seriously. Fierro said that he decided to tell Calderon about the incident because of the Garcia's outspokenness in the Me Too movement, which references the social media campaign used by millions to tell personal experiences with sexual harassment. Now, Fierro, who was 25 at the time, said that he was interviewed by an outside law firm and hired by the Assembly Rules Committee last Friday. Politico also, and that's, you know, I don't know if it's the same everywhere, but in California, you never really hire directly by the person you're working for. You have to go through a whole different group to get there. Politico also reported that a lobbyist who declined to be named claimed Garcia made crude sexual comments and tried to grab his crotch at the 2017 fundraiser. So not once, but twice. So, could have been an accident, couldn't have been, you know, a few too many drinks, heat stroke. I can think of a whole bunch of stuff. Now, Fierro, the lobbyist, said, "Well, Garcia may have been inebriated at the time of the encounter." Samantha Corbin, executive director of We Said Enough's, said the latest allegations show that the harassment happens regardless of sex and the result of power. And it's true. I mean, these people get so powerful. They get so full of themselves. Right? So full of themselves, they think they can get away with anything. They think, I've said it to you guys before, they think whatever they believe is right. Whatever they believe is real. It's just nuts. Victimization is not only to gender, it's a matter of power. And in addition to that, we have to establish systems to promote due process that promote confidentiality, she said. I mean, look, I look at this stuff, and I don't get it. I mean, for you to think, for some of those on the left to think that it doesn't happen, female to male, it does. Quite often, and especially in the corporate world. More than you think. So if you really want to play equality, then everybody needs to go through these checks. Everybody needs to have these sexual harassment classes. And yes, including women. That simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. Hey, how'd you get over there? And being part of the conversation. Man, I got so much stuff I want to get through. I know I'm not going to. But let's see. What do we have here? What good stuff do we have? Nah, I don't want to do that one. That one's weird. I already did that one. Don't you love when I do this? I get so excited because there's so many of them. Oh, hey! Now, you ready for this one? Coin tosses are racist. We've done them all, right? Peanut butter jelly sandwiches, dinosaurs. We go right there, right? I mean, all this racist stuff. And I... Do these people not know what the word racist means? Maybe that's it. I don't know.
They don't know.
What's that?
They don't know.
No, they don't. They make it up. That's why I say, they make it up as they go. Some of these words that I read, I know they're making it up as they go. Anyhow, when we come back from the break, we are... we'll hit on this. The coin toss. What? Come on, pray. And don't look it up and cheat. What do you think on the front end of the on a coin toss could be racist? Nobody uses a copper penny, so it's not a coin of color. I'm trying to be ridiculous to figure out how you would make this work or not work. I'm Joe Messina, your host, hosting The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Seriously, you're going to have a lot of fun. We'll be back in a little bit. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
Tomfoolery. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Truly be part of the conversation. Truly want to be informed. You want to get involved. You have to. I think you ought to. Anyway, head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, get involved in the conversation. There's a lot happening. There's a lot more happening there than happening with me here. But, you know, if you buy my book, Remedies of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy, some of the stuff that we talk about, you know, it still applies. Because you're looking at something. Look, the thing is, what's the first one? Absolutes, absolutely not. That's the first chapter of the book. And the thing about it is, when you read through it, you see that everything has been taken away from us. All they keep chipping away at our foundational beliefs, at the foundational realities, the things we believe to be true and sacred. They don't want any part of it. And they want to make sure you don't have any part of it, whether it's God or even fruit intake or food intake. I get the biggest kick out of some of the things. You know, I love, I'm watching these commercials. And knowing how a lot of our millennials aren't too sharp. I'm trying to be nice to some of you. And you see these ads. Like, remember the one for, what was it, fructose. Corn fructose, right? And syrup. What was it?
Corn syrup.
Corn syrup. And the lady says, what could be wrong with it? It's corn. No, it's not. It's processed from corn. And it's got all kinds of stuff in it that make you want more of that product. So here's the I mean, if you think it's okay and you think it's just corn, hey, why don't you just grab an ear of corn and eat it? Wouldn't that be better for you? Maybe not with what they're growing in this stuff, but that's beside the point for the moment. All right, back to coin tosses being racist. That's right. U.S. speed skater Sherry Davis has injected race into the coin toss decision to determine a flag bearer at the 2018 Olympic Games. Now, eight accomplished athletes across eight winter sport federations recently viewed or vied to become the individual leading the U.S. in the Parade of Nations. Now, a coin toss may have broken a 4-4 tie to nominate singles luge medalist Aaron Hamlin, but Mr. Davis continued the debate Thursday. I'm an American, and when I won the 1,000 meter in 2010, I became the first American to compete in the event. Yeah, well, that's how he put it. So you don't get mad at me. Team USA dishonorably tossed a coin to decide its 2018 flag bearer. No problem. I can wait until 2022. Black History Month 2018. That was the hashtag. So I'm guessing here, yes, I'm guessing that the person complaining is black. I'm just guessing. And not that all blacks complain, because you know that's not how I operate. Now, the message didn't go over well with the intended audience. One said, "Really bad luck, dude," replied one reader. "You're not the only one with accomplishments." The coin flip was so that two athletes had a fair and balanced chance. I really hope this isn't indicative of how Team USA plans to support each other in the future. "I wonder if you would have called it dishonorable if you had won the coin toss," another added. Fellow U.S. speed skater Joey Montia downplayed the brewing controversy. He says, "We feel strongly towards Shaney, and they felt strongly for Aaron," Mr. Montia said. "This is the way it is." USA Luge declined to comment while attempts to reach Mr. Davis and his agent, Ian Baranski, weren't returned either by the time of printing. Ms. Hamlin, 31, called the opportunity a Pyeongchang 2018 a big shock and an honor and privilege. "I'm an American. When I won the 1,000 meter in 2010, I became the first American to compete in that event." Now, what I don't understand about this, how, because it doesn't go into detail, and I'd love to get this person on the phone. How is this racist in any way? Does the coin favor white people? And I don't understand. I'm just curious. This is where these young people, their thinking is so off. And nobody around them corrects them. Nobody around them wants to help them out. It makes no sense. That's kind of my favorite saying, isn't it? But it doesn't make any sense. It shouldn't be that hard. This should not be that hard for us to have sports games. Right? I don't even board games. And like I said earlier, go look it up. Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches are racist. Anyway, let me see. Oh, this is a good one, too. Well, I think it's a good one. Doesn't mean it is. The transgender theology trashes truth and threatens teenagers, says one professor in a college. I love this. It's back to, if you don't agree with them, then you're some kind of phobic or whatever. Hater, nasty person. Now, are you confused by the new transgender ideology? Can't keep track of its competing demands? Are you puzzled by the claim that biology is imaginary, yet feelings are concrete? If so, then you truly are on the path to wisdom. That's so, says Ryan Anderson, the level-headed analyst of transgender theology at the Heritage Foundation. He's also authored a new book on transgender politics titled "When Harry Became Sally." He sketches the slippery creativity of a transgender ideology in an article titled "Transgender Ideology is Riddled with Contradictions." Here are a few big ones, he writes. At the core of the ideology, the radical claim that feelings determine reality. From this idea come extreme demands for society to play along with the subjective reality. Right, so because I feel that I am this, then you have to go along with it. It was never like that before. If you felt like you were something, well, good for you. You go do it. I don't have to go along with it. But now you're being forced to go along with anything that the left believes. That's why they can never have total control. Like they do in California. Look at what they do here. They can never have total control. They can be very dangerous at that level. Now, again, at the core of this ideology is a random claim that feelings determine reality, which is very extreme. Trans ideologies ignore contrary evidence of competing interests. They disparage alternative practices, and they aim to, you know, muffle skeptical voices and shut down any disagreement. But it's true of all these, quote-unquote, sensitive conversations from the left. You can't have one. And me, as a white Christian male, I really can't have one. Which is wrong, because I don't, usually when I'm having these conversations with people, I don't bring God into the situation. And not because I don't want to, because I know it'll shut down the conversation right away. The movement has to keep patching and shoring up its beliefs, you know, policing the faithful, coercing the heretics, and punishing apostates, because as soon as its furious efforts flag for a moment, or someone successfully stands up to it, the whole charade is exposed. Right? You go look at what Ben Shapiro says. Do you respect these people? Of course you do. They're human beings. You respect them. Whether you want to or not. Whether you believe in what they're doing or not. You give them the love and the respect that God would give them. That doesn't mean you have to go along with everything they believe. It's the one guy said, which was true, hey, just because you're standing in a garage doesn't mean you're a car. Right? A transgender future is not the right side of history, yet activists have convinced the most powerful sectors of our society to acquiesce to their demands. While the claims they make are manifestly false, somebody has to sit at a table, well publicized, with a biologist and a psychologist to explain how this can be. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, sure, Ryan, and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You are some messed up white people.
Have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can give me your email address. Yeah, there's a place up there for your email address. If you give me the email address, then what I can do is, when I send out the notice every week, you get one. You get an idea who might be on the show, that kind of stuff. So I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me all the time. And I do appreciate the guys that are interactive, the guys and gals, the peoples that are interactive very much. Anyway, okay. I want to get back to the story I was doing because I thought it was pretty cool. It was the story on transgender theology. Now, here's the thing. The reason this is such a big deal to me at times, I love it when the, I don't know if they're atheists or other conservatives or other Christians, I don't even know. They start getting on my case and tell me how I don't believe in science, I don't understand science, and science is the problem. See, the thing I keep telling you guys, you know it's true, I don't believe that science created God. I think that God created science. I think the reason that H2O equals water is because God says, hey, what is it? Two parts hydrogen, one part oxygen? Gonna equal water. End of discussion. Let's move on. Right? He makes the laws. But if you want to believe in science, technically, really, you're believing in God. But that's okay. I can deal with that. So they tell us that we don't believe in God. That's what makes us, I mean, we don't believe in science. That's what makes us fools. We're idiots. We're stupid. Yeah, yeah. Uneducated because we believe in a God. But we believe in something you can't touch. How many of those science experiments that can you touch? Where do they come from? How do you put them together? You know, the old joke about the scientists who meet with God and says, we don't need you anymore. We can make our own men. We can make our own people. God says, okay, great, show me. He reaches down, picks up a handful of dirt, and God goes, no, no, get your own dirt. Ain't really that simple. Got to start somewhere. And that's what they can't explain. They can never explain, truly explain, the Big Bang or any of that. So let's just get away from all that for a minute. But they accuse us of not being people of science. But when it comes to the politically correct stuff, all of a sudden, feelings weigh more than science does. So we sit there and say there's no DNA marker, there's no this. I could spend a whole hour on this. I've had people force me to go down this road to learn about this so I could be able to respond to it, if you would. So yet there's no science to show that this is that quote unquote transgenderism is a thing, if you would. It's called gender dysphoria for a reason. But yet we're whacked, we're the ones that are up because they say it's real because they feel that way. Well, I feel there's a God. I feel that there's a Jesus Christ. I feel that there's a Holy Spirit. So those must all be true and real. And you have to accept it. See, that's the difference. The difference is when you're on the left and you're pushing these things, any one of these things, whether it's abortion or transgenderism or any of that stuff. If we don't accept your line of thinking, right, we're not as educated, we're some kind of phobic, some kind of bigot. But you notice it doesn't go the other way around. If you don't believe in some of the things I believe in, I don't hold you responsible for that. You don't have to be. That's why we live in America. Now, let me see. The movement has to keep patching and shoring up its beliefs. You know, it's true. Because when things are thrown on the table, say, well, how do you explain this? Look, if it's really true that your body, that you're a male trapped in a female's body, right? And you go through all these things, whether you have the physical operation or not, do you now no longer suffer from male ailments? Right? I mean, do you now no longer have to worry about the things? You know, actually, the other way around would be better when it's male to female to male. So you make the transition to male. Does that mean now that you don't have to worry about osteoporosis or certain forms of heart disease? Do you understand that your DNA still is what it is? It doesn't change. Right, your muscle tone, your skeletal tone, it's all still female. Nothing changes. The only thing that changes is your outward appearance. And if that makes you feel better, well, whatever. But don't tell me it's science that I have to believe in this stuff. Right, that in one area I have to believe in science and in another I don't. You do the same thing with abortion. Baby's going to live outside the womb at 20, 21 weeks, yet you're all upset that the government wants to put a ban, like almost every other country does, on late-term abortions. Because a woman should have a total control of her body, not the body in her body. Right? There's no equality here, absolutely none. There are few transgender people, the professor says. For example, advocates say that from 250 to several thousand people in the military are trying to live like members of the other sex. In a military population of 1.3 million, full-time soldiers, sailors, and Marines, and Air Force personnel, fewer than 0.3% of Americans wish to live as members of the opposite sex. Yet think of all the changes that we make for them. 0.3% of Americans. They'll tell you it's a lot higher. Polls show that roughly one quarter of Americans support the progressive claim that biological sex trumps chosen gender identity. Despite intense media pressure in favor of the pro-transgender anti-sexist campaign, the progressive push to bend Americans' attitudes and their two-sex civic society around the idea of gender has already attacked and cracked popular social rules for how Americans handle many social preferences of Listen, if you think about this, gender claims have shifted the rules or practices of bathrooms and all kinds of other things, right? They're having doctors now can't declare, oh, you have a baby boy. What are you going to do now? You're going to say, oh, you've given birth to a healthy little baby X or baby Y. What are you going to do? No more pink and blue in some hospitals. Yeah, do you see the lunacy behind all of this? And yet these are the same people that want to have a woman's march, that want to fight for women's rights, that think women are better, should have more, should this, that, or the other thing than men. But if you don't have women and men, what's the big deal? None of that stuff means anything, right? All I'm saying is it's got to make sense. See, you like it when it doesn't make sense, when it follows no rules. Right? Because then you don't have to abide by anything. You've got nothing to butt up against, if you would. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being, you know, a part of the program, if you would. Right? And if you really want to have some fun, if you really want to see what's going on college campuses, right? I'll just go over to Campus Reform. Read some of the stories that are going on there. They'll infuriate you. You'll scratch your head and go, this can't be true. Students group at the California State University Fullerton held a protest Wednesday against a memorial to fallen police officers hosted by the College Republicans for Law Enforcement. They didn't want anybody to see, hear, feel, whatever, the fallen soldiers and the memorial they put up for them. Only in California. Well, it'll happen in other places after a while. But a memorial honoring law enforcement officers killed in the line of duty was met with protests from a socialist student group at the California State University. According to the press release put out by the CSUF College Republicans, members of the Student for Quality Education, a socialist group funded by the California Faculty Association, stood 50 feet from the memorial and handed out flyers that read, "Why Blue Lives Matter is Problematic." And black and brown civilians do not want this place, police, lives on a sacrificial pyre in exchange for their own. So what I love about this, it's instead of understanding, you know what? I got to tell you something. If you have no respect for the police, if you really don't think that they deserve any kind of accolades or special attention or anything, then don't call them when you need help. They're obviously bigoted, biased, phobic, and useless, according to you. So why do you bother? What makes you, especially if you're black or brown, according to you, they're not going to help you anyhow, so why waste a dime? Well, quarter. Well, nowadays, not anything. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You've been listening to Real Sight on GCN Live. Thanks so much for being with me. I do appreciate the time that you spent with us. Be safe. Have a great weekend, because I want you back here on Monday. Have a great rest of the day, and God bless.